Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward. And Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. The dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called out, 'Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob,' and he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning again. I'm always honored to come here. You know, when you see me here, you know that Monsignor Kriegel's getting kind of desperate. I think when he can't find anybody else, he calls me. But anyway, it's good to be here. One quick announcement. In observance of Veterans Day tomorrow, the parish offices will be closed, and there will not be an 8 o'clock mass or service tomorrow morning. You know, over the last couple months, we've heard Monsignor Kriegel speak to us several times about one of the results of the pedophile scandal in the church. One of the things that he told us, he gave us some alarming statistics about the large number of people who have left our church. Could possibly even be some members of our own family. A couple weeks ago in the Erie Daily Times, there was an article that stated that in the last 10 years, between 2009 and 2019, the percent of American Catholic population went down 3% from 23% to 20%. That's a real substantial number of losses. You know, there's a lot of people that are expressing concern and worry about what is happening and what's going to happen with the church. Few words this morning. You know, throughout our lives, we receive a lot of gifts. And for whatever, whether it's a graduation or whatever it might be. But I've said many times in my homilies, one of the greatest gifts, probably the greatest gifts that all of us have ever been given, is the gift of life, life itself. And the nice part about it is the only thing that is expected of us in return for that gift of life, the only thing that God expects of us is that we be good people. He never said we have to be super Catholics or super Protestants or super Jews or super Muslims or super anything, just that we be good people. That's what our faith is all about. That's what every church is all about. That's what the Bible's all about. That's what life itself is all about. Just trying to live as good people. You know, and this is my message to you today. You know, just because there are so many people who have left our church and who are not practicing their Catholic faith anymore, it doesn't mean that these people are going to hell. They are still good people, and they will live as good people no matter what faith they belong to, even if maybe they have no faith, and our God will not abandon them. If they lived as good people as Catholics, then they'll live as good people wherever they go to after they leave the church. Jesus said to us in the scriptures, "I will be with you always." So I say what I think what we should do today, I think we should remember in our prayers all of those people who have left our church and just ask God to take care of those people. And also, we should be praying for our church itself. Pray that our church may be reformed and it may be changed in ways that are necessary to meet the demands. You know, the whole purpose of any religion is to help us be good people. And our church will always be around. And we shouldn't worry so much about those who left. We should worry about ourselves. Anyway, I didn't mean to go on, but I couldn't find any kind of Irish joke for today, but I did find a little story. I have a little story. The first half of it is true. The second half, well, you'll see. Anyway, a good friend of mine worked up at the office at St. Mark's, in one of the offices up there. And not too long ago, a young woman called and she answered the phone. And my friend said, she asked her what she could do for her. And this young woman said, I want to know what I have to do to not be a Catholic anymore. Well, that's a little different. So my friend didn't know how to answer her. So she said, I'll tell you what, let me give you the number of one of our priests in the chancery office and you call him and talk to him about it. And that's what she did. Well, I don't think she ever found out what the priest told this woman. I have no idea what the priest would tell this woman, but I think I know what I would have said to that woman. I probably would have said, you know, hold on a minute, and I would have gone and got the phone number and the address of one of our local synagogues. And I would have given that to the woman and say, you know, God bless you, go in peace, shalom. And, you know, she would be fine. I'm sure if the diocese ever found out that I told somebody that, they would probably, first of all, they would probably excommunicate me and kick me out, whatever. Anyway, but that would be all right because I would still always have that phone number and the address of the local synagogue. Please stand for the prayer.